This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick. Coming up on the Ask Women podcast, we have Pauly Z. I don't know if you've heard of him before, but I'm guessing that you have because he has played guitar with some of the greats in the music world. He's going to talk to us about confidence, how to practice getting good at something, whether it's girls, guitar, art, whatever it is. He's going to talk to us about how to practice and be okay with fling. It's something that everybody needs to know, even if you're not trying to be successful with girls. It's a benefit for anything in your life. Anyway, I'm rambling on, but stay tuned because he is coming up on this episode of the Ask Women podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Ask Women podcast. It's your host, Kristen Carney, along with Marnie Kinross, and we have professional musician and educator and all around self-proclaimed Renaissance man, Pauly Z. Hey, Pauly, thanks for coming.
Hey, you're not supposed to say self-proclaimed. That ruined
yes,
the whole thing.
That was rude. Start over.
I had to bring you down a notch
because you've got a cool Brooklyn accent. You're a musician. I don't want to intimidate our listeners by your prowess and your coolness.
No, listen, it's the exact opposite. There's no intimidation. It's motivation and inspiration because no one is born cool and no one is born successful. We all start from the same spot.
Have you ever met me?
I guarantee you are cool. You just maybe don't, you might not realize it. We're all cool. The problem is it's just, you know what it is? The secret is figuring it out what your cool is. And then developing it. It took years to get to that level of narcissism where I think I'm so cool. I didn't start like that.
I was going to say, can you walk us through your process of how you got to this place where you are cool? Because tell people your background. Like even when you sent over your bio, it was like, fuck, this guy is cool. Should we talk to him?
So basically, the oldest of three boys, from Brooklyn, New York, raised half Jewish, half Colombian, which was an interesting mix because it didn't quite fit into either one. Yeah, but it was weird because I wasn't I went to Hebrew school, but I was not really Jewish enough for them.
They shunned you from both communities probably.
Yeah. And then, on the Spanish side of my family, like I didn't speak Spanish and we didn't learn how to speak Spanish. And so I didn't really have that culture. So I found I had to find my own thing. And really, I found it with music, with artists. That became my sort of my culture or nationality was artists, anyone. You'd sing, dance, play an instrument, paint. And I wound up going to art school, LaGuardia High School, which is the school that was in the movie Fame was written about. And, that honestly, I think was the thing that really opened me up because first of all, put me in a position where I was around people that were freaky and that were very open and different and very flamboyant. And all my friends and everybody else went to like a regular school in Brooklyn. So I think for me, it showed me what the potential is to be able to sort of open up and see who you really are and not be afraid to be who you really are. And you don't get that. I think a lot of people don't have that opportunity, because they're, this world's very, very much about keeping people, closed in and afraid. And that's what I love about music, especially rock and roll, because it's that the rebellious attitude of breaking that mold and just being like, this is who I am. If you don't like it, kiss my butt, This is me.
How much did the name Pauly D wreck your style for a bit?
Oh my God. It was a lot. Thank God that kind of calmed down. But when that was hot, that just threw me nuts. And then everybody's calling me Pauly D. And I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm not Pauly D.
No, Pauly D is short for douchebag. I'm Pauly Z.
Yes. And the thing is, you know, growing up, you know, I was shy. You know, I was a little chubby and I had no game. And it's interesting because having a skill like drawing or playing guitar or singing, it really made a big difference in my confidence and developing an identity. Because all of a sudden, I was like, you know, girls would be like, oh, you play guitar? And I'm like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, there's something like, you know, this way you join sports teams. Or everyone's got like some sort of talent or gift. So if you figure that out, and I was lucky enough that I figured it out and I had great parents that supported it, then you start building confidence and an identity. Say, oh, okay, look, I have a skill. And that is really, my journey started there where I started realizing, okay, I was given these gifts. I may not be great at sports, and I may not be great at this, I may not be great at that, but I'm great at this. So I'm just going to keep following it. And what happens is you develop confidence and you have to try. See, the other thing, I tried really hard and worked really hard to get to what I wanted to get to. I didn't want to be that shy guy. I didn't want to be afraid to talk to a girl. I didn't want to be afraid to do anything. So I practiced. I know it sounds weird, but I actually practiced. I said,
no, it doesn't. That's what my business is. It's practicing. It's learning how to do these things. At what age were you doing this?
That's a good question. Because I think in high school, I still was very, very shy. Even in college, it was more so, it all started when I, and it's funny because this, you know, talking about being in a band and playing guitar, but it's really when I started playing in a band with my brother. Like the very first show we played, and we weren't very good. We weren't bad, but we weren't great. I remember this girl came up to me and she goes, she was like, was that you up there? And she goes, what's your name? And I said, who, you're talking to me? I'm looking around like Robert De Niro and, you know, a taxi driver, like, you're talking to me? I couldn't believe that someone came up to me and was asking who I was. So I couldn't believe it. And that's where it kind of started. So I would say for me, that was, I want to say I was like 17 maybe or 18.
Okay.
So I was already a late bloomer. All my friends were, you know, having sex and
that's,
they were going
late
on dates.
Oh my God. We've got, I'm 35. I'm trying to figure it out. No.
Well, it was late for me because my friends, I had friends that were like, by that age, they were like, yeah, you know, they had multiple partners and had girlfriends. I didn't even like kiss.
Three children.
First time I kissed a girl was 17. Yeah. I got kids, you know, I don't know. I felt way, way behind the curve. It drove me crazy. And then even it wasn't until like really like when I was in my early 20s, where it kind of started to open up. And that's when I started practicing. And what I did was, believe it or not, I said, I'm going to allow myself to fail 99 out of 100 times. And then so, and by taking
did
that pressure off.
Did you take my course?
No, why? Do you say that?
Yeah, no, I love the things that you're saying because it's so important to like enjoy being rejected and practice being rejected.
Well, all successful people will tell you that. There's like, you know, for every one painting masterpiece or one hit song, you have to write 100 other songs.
Yeah.
You know, can I curse on here or no?
Yeah, of course, sure. Please. Fuck
yeah. Okay.
Go.
Yeah, so, oh, there you go. You can, well, you got to remember I'm an educator. So it's like, I have to know where I am, when I can and can't. So yeah, you have to write like 100 shitty songs before you can write one really good song. So I said, I just applied the same logic. And I'm like, you know what? If I just talk to as many girls as I can on the street and the, you know, literally on the train and in this grocery store, anywhere and everywhere, and just say hi and start talking. I said, if I can get one of them, you know, if I can be successful, 1 out of 100, I'll be fine. And you know what happened? I was successful most of the time. I couldn't believe, but my success rate was so high because I took the pressure off. And because I was relaxed and confident, that's what they responded to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Do you remember how you went about it in the beginning? Was it really just going up and saying hi? Or I know it's a long time ago, or maybe not a long time ago.
No, I remember it pretty well, actually, because I remember, I'll give you an example. I was on a bus cross town going from the east side to the west side in Manhattan. And there was an Asian girl sitting next to me on the bus, stranger, right? And I just said, you know, I was like, hi, what's your name? Just like that. And she told me her name. And then I was like, oh, okay. I'm heading over. I'm teaching a couple of classes and whatever. What do you do? And we just started talking and wound up going out, you know, just like that. And I just did a perfect example.
You know what, guys listening to the show are going to say, well, he must be really handsome or really good looking. And like, that's why it worked for him. Well, I saw your picture and you are very good looking. You look like, you know, you look like John Leguizamo.
I get John, and mostly I get James Franco, but
James Franco or Oscar, the actor.
I know we just lost about 1,000 listeners right now.
Yeah, there you go.
anyway.
The guy from Star Wars?
Yeah. But talking to guys who may not have the celebrity look or, you know, whatever, what do you say to those dudes?
No, listen, that's just icing on the cake. Honestly, all of that's bullshit. I don't care. And if they say, that, oh, he's good looking, whatever. Let me tell you something. That's an excuse. It's not. I wasn't born like that. I mean, you only see my jaw because I make sure that I stay a certain weight and I go to the gym and I try to stay that way. But if I showed you a picture of when I was in junior high school, you know, I didn't even have a jawline. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You said, we're not born cool and we're not born attractive.
No. And listen, and one thing, look, this is the other thing that guys have to understand, especially for women. Women are attracted to your personality. I know it sounds weird, but they're attracted to your confidence, your personality, the way you behave, to handle yourself, more so than your physical features. That's the biggest secret they have to understand. It helps if you're good looking, fine, that's great. But if you're good looking and you're an idiot, trust me, they're going to get tired of that. The good looking part gets old very quick. So that's an excuse. That has nothing to do with it. Because I know plenty of good looking people that are either assholes, you know, or they just don't have their shit together. You know what I mean? They don't know how to pay their bills. They don't have good credit score. They don't have a decent job. I mean, that gets old. So all you guys listening out there, if you think it has to do with your good looks, you're totally wrong. And if you use as an excuse, then it's just an excuse, because it's not the truth. The truth is you have to, it's all in how you present yourself. Confidence, you know, you gotta be classy, be manly, you know, be funny. You know, it's a mixture of things, you know?
Yeah. Well, but even more so, you touched on it in the beginning where you were talking about finding a passion, finding your crew and the people that help lift you up and build your confidence. So you said, you know, that the arts was that for you. So I know that you said, I'm guessing you've always been artistic. At what age did you find that community and did that confidence start building within you?
Well, I would say in high school, because I was always artistic, and my brother and I, when we, as far back as I can remember, and I have pictures to prove it, like we were making our own records, cutting it out of paper, and we had our own solo albums, and we had, you know, we put on concerts and we were building things. Like, we were always very artistic, but we were artistic in the sense that we were still kind of like the geeky, you know, Dungeon and Dragon comic book club guys.
Right.
And it wasn't until, I shouldn't even say high school, because honestly, the truth is, it really started when I started playing in a band. That's when everything changed. Because having the team camaraderie of being in a band, being on stage, there's something about being on stage that just people respond to. No different than watching a football player, right? Or a baseball player in a uniform on the field. You could be the ugliest guy in the world, but if you're a quarterback, let me tell you something, you're getting laid. I don't care. Right.
So how does, like, Mr., you know, 40-year-old accountant have that same experience? Because, you know what, he's not artistic, and that's not where he's ending up, on stage in front of girls or as the quarterback in the
like
NFL.
He's the guy that a guitar would not get him laid.
Well, I don't agree with that. I disagree. I think you don't have to be a rock star to exude confidence or to get someone's attention. But again, it depends, who is he going after? Is he going after Carmen Electra, or is he going after a normal girl, a woman that maybe works in his office? She's not looking, you know, like a good woman at the end of the day wants a good man. You got to remember that. You don't need, forget this whole rock star thing. It's like, it's who you are that present, because there are good rock stars and there are bad rock stars. Trust me,
right.
I work
so
with
basically,
them.
Basically what you're saying is, for a guy who's an accountant, what he can do in this situation to get that quote unquote rock star vibe is to just be maybe really good at what he does. Like,
yeah,
maybe he
like walk around with a calculator all the time. Just
well, no, maybe yes, yes. But that can
be sexy. Best accountant. Listen, if he's the best accountant, if he's the guy that people are going to, and it's the way he presents himself. If he sees himself as a rock star accountant, or he could pick up a hobby. I mean, he doesn't have to be playing Madison Square Garden, but if he picked up a guitar and could play a song for this girl, let's say they're on it, you know, he brings it to work one day and he's like, oh yeah, but you know, I'll play this Ed Sheeran song. I guarantee you, I don't care what he looks like. I don't care if he's balding and 400 pounds. I don't care. If the guy comes out and plays a song on a guitar, already his status goes up.
It is true. Like there are certain things. Like, even
or he can be douchey, or he can be the douchey guy at the party who thinks he's hot. But like someone like, you know, could have a hobby like woodworking or something. Just be really good and really passionate about woodworking or whatever it is that you choose to
do. Bird watching. I don't care if it's bird watching or fishing or stamp collect. I mean, you said it. See, the word is passionate. If you're passionate about something and you're really into that, people respond. They respond to that. You know, they're going to see that dedication. They're going to see that attention to detail. And that comes across in life. Like if some guy comes and say, oh, this is my collection of, you know, whatever. I collected blah, 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 blah. And you see how organized he is. Well, guess what? He's probably organized with his finances. He's probably pretty, you know, detail-oriented in the way he lives his life. So that's what I've noticed in my many years of dating and trying to figure out a woman's mind is that's they look for the potential in a man. Men look at what they see. So I see a woman and what I see is what I want. I don't want it to change. We don't want anything to sag. We don't want anything to like it's very superficial, but we're very much like, oh, I like what I see now. How long can I keep it like this? Just like this. And a woman, and bless their soul, because this is the maternal aspect, they see the potential. They see a man and they see what we can be. And that's why every great man has a great woman by his side, because they push us. So the thing is, that 40-year-old accountant who thinks the biggest problem he has is he doesn't realize his own potential. He doesn't see what makes him cool. Once he can figure that out, he goes, yeah, I'm cool. Yeah, I'm an accountant. So what? I'm cool. That'll attract the women, because they're going to see the potential. Say, oh, this guy goes fishing, or this guy does this, or he plays guitar. Oh, I wonder if he could do this. Boom, boom, boom. See what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I love how you put that women do see potential, because that's absolutely true. I did want to talk more about what you do now, because you actually have developed a program about how to teach people how to play guitar on their own, correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So my history, basically going back a little bit, I got into doing music. I wanted to just be a rock star my whole life. But I also naturally really, really good at teaching. And I love early education specifically, but teaching anybody, teaching anything. So my whole career has been based off of... Go ahead.
I was going to say, but you were a rock star and you are a rock star.
Yeah,
right?
No, I do both. I do both. And that's the thing. I'm living my dream because I get to be... perfect example. I was just on tour this weekend in Houston, Texas, singing with the Sweet, legendary band, The Sweet, opening up for April Wine and Wolf Mother, flew in and taught, you know, and then played the Whiskey Go Go last night. Oh, and cool. Then this morning I taught 4 preschool classes and then just did a Skype lesson online. Now I'm doing a radio interview. You know what I mean? It's like, that's my life. It's just doing the two things. And because I'm so passionate about both those things, it's not like I'm working. Like, I don't feel like I work a day in my life, even though I work really, really hard. I don't feel it because I'm passionate. And that's what I was trying to say from the beginning. You got to find what it is you're about. What is your purpose? You know, don't try to be something you're not. If you're not meant to be a rock star, don't try it, because guess what? You're going to fail and you're going to come across as a poser. So if that ain't who you are, that ain't who you are. Figure out who you are.
I was
lucky enough, honestly, lucky enough that I figured it out earlier and I was able to pursue it. You know what I mean? Where a lot of my friends still didn't know what they wanted to do in life. And when in college, I'm like, hey, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know. I might go into that. It's like, I couldn't fathom it. How do you not know what you want to do with your life at this point? I just couldn't understand it.
Well, because I think for some people, like, you know, if you are creative, that it's an obvious direction to go. Some people don't that side to them. So they see it as limited options available, and that it if it doesn't come naturally, then it's obviously not something that I'm passionate about, which is why you have to go out and explore. It's why you have to try playing guitar or try rock climbing or try being into birds and see if it's something that captures your attention. That's how you kind of figure out what you like. You were lucky that you were exposed to something that it caught on.
That's why I love being an educator. I love that the art of teaching, because I feel like teachers are such an important, we have such an important role in life, because we're shaping, especially early education, we are presenting the options of life and teaching you about them. So we're saying, you know, like my parents, they put me and my brothers, we did karate, you know, I was on the little league team. I was terrible. You know, it's like they put me in all these different things. I'm like, yeah, I suck at that. I'm not, you know, this ain't for me, but you don't know unless you try. And that's the whole thing. So I love educating, because I love being able to inspire. That's why I said, not intimidate, inspire.
Yeah.
You know, all the people that I look up to, I'm not intimidated by them. I'm inspired by them. I'm like, wow, look what they did. You know, they're human like me.
I'm
going to
do it too. Yes, I'm going to do it as well and be just as inspiring to somebody else. We're going to take a quick break. But for anybody who does want to find out more about Pauly Z, you're going to come back after we take a break. But finding out more about Pauly Z and learning how to play guitar, he hasn't really, you know, he's touched on the people that he has worked with, but he's got like a freaking resume.
We're going to get to that after the break.
Yes, we'll get to that after the break. But go to winggirlmethod.com/PauliZ, PAULIE, correct? Z?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Z, perfect. Yeah, we will be back after this.
Football is back, and if you made bets, you probably should be using betonline.ag because it is the number one source for all your football betting needs and sports info this season. Find all the latest football odds, news, and game matchups. BetOnline is your continued source for all your wagering information, including live betting, free contests, and live scores. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, including MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. 100%. You guys cannot pass that up. So make sure to go to betonline.ag and use your promo code CLNS50 to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it.
I have helped hundreds of men. Maybe we're into the thousands now. I don't keep that good of track of my numbers, but I know we're at the very high hundreds. I've helped so many men get their banter skills in shape so that they're able to get women off of the internet or off the street and onto a date. Guys that don't know how to talk or have rehearsed plan lines or bad pickup artist moves don't get the dates. Girls want authenticity. And I can teach you how to authentically banter, create attraction, flirt, tease without offending her. I know that's a big thing you guys are always worried about. And be that smooth, easy breezy guy that you've always wanted to be. You can't do it unless you put in the work. So email me at Kristen@KristenandChill.com and we'll work something out. I want you to get your banter skills in shape. And if it's not your banter skills, I can make you a kick-ass profile. I've got the eye for it, baby. I know what women are looking for and I get guys so many matches. Why let all those guys get the matches when you can get them too? So again, email me at Kristen@kristenandchill.com and we'll figure out exactly what you need to get your dating game where it should be, which is way up high. Right now, it might be ankle height. And unless you have really, really, really high ankles, that's not very high. So I'll hopefully see you at kristenandchill.com.
All right, we are back with Pauly Z. Again, if you do want to learn how to play guitar, if that's an area that you're curious about, because it's, to be honest, it is freaking sexy when somebody can carry a guitar and play guitar. No matter who you are, you put that guitar in your arms and you know how to string those strings. It's just,
Marty,
it's just freaking sexy.
I love how you just said it's sexy how they can carry a guitar. So yeah. You guys don't have to
don't
learn how to play it.
No,
just carry it.
Yeah. Just be a roadie.
Just put it on your back and roadies, walk around.
You know, roadies get laid too, you know?
Oh my God, it's yes. Like, yeah,
it's
so
something
there's
about that world.
Children and guitars on your back. That's all that you need. But go to wingagirlmethod.com/PaulyZ to find out more. But Pauly, can you just tell people, you know, who you've worked with and how you actually know how to play guitar, like why they would want to learn from you?
Sure. My band that I was in with my brother for 10 years was called ZO2, and we had toured with Kiss and Poison and went and played with AC/DC and Twisted Sister and Alice Cooper, like all those like legendary rock bands. We were very much like hard rock, classic rock.
That's awesome.
And then we had a TV show called Z-Rock, where we were a rock band at night and a kids band by day, which we really were. That's why I was trying to give you that backstory, because it doesn't make sense unless you knew that that's what we did for a living.
Man.
And in this show, that kind of opened up everything, because the more people knew us, obviously, for being on TV than you know, just touring clubs and stuff around the country. And I was just able to work with all these like incredible, like legendary artists and be on stage and learn, like watch and see how they play and how they approach their craft. Because, you know, there is a major difference between the pros and the legends and all the other ones. You know, like there are people that can play like Clapton or play like Van Halen, but they don't quite have it. And I realized, and you know, over the years, that part of that secret is the rhythmic element and understanding what you're playing, not just playing it. Because if you're just playing something, you're copying, right? So it's just like me trying to swing a bat. And just trying to hit a ball. That's not the same as understanding the science behind what goes into the swing, right? So that's where I really got passionate about it, because I said I want people to understand how to really master, you know, these licks, you know, instead of just kind of playing them half-assed. So, you know, and my brother, you know, who we lost last year, he was gifted, super, super gifted, like a, you know, virtuoso bass player. And he was my inspiration. He really showed me how to tighten up, because I was not nearly as good as him. And he kind of showed me how to approach it. And I used that technique in this program. So yeah, so basically from that TV show, I wound up coming to LA and moving out here and then starting solo project. And now I run a thing called Ultimate Jam Night at the Whiskey A Go-Go, which is what I was doing last night. I host and produce that. It's been about 3.5 years now. It's been like the biggest show out here in LA, which is great.
Amazing.
Having fun with that. And then, yeah, and then I sing with The Suite. I get to sing Ballroom Blitz and Fox on the Run.
You have a very nice life. Very nice life. That is absolutely amazing. But you made that happen for yourself. It's not like you just landed in your lap. As you said, like you worked for it. You made that happen for yourself. I think it's fantastic.
100,000% manifested every aspect of it. The good and the bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you know,
it's
like,
true. It's true, though. The passionate stuff with men. Any guy that I've dated or been into has been really passionate about something. They weren't necessarily the best looking guy in the room. They, you know, there was something about them I found attractive. But I think a lot of the time I found it in the fact that they could offer things, not things as in money, but like talent. It's very, very, very appealing to women.
Can I ask a question, though, because to both of you? So yeah, I'd like you to sort of maybe describe the way to express your passion, because, you know, I've seen some guys get stuck in just talking about one topic, and that can bite them in the ass with women. How do you express your passion, but still show that you're about more than your, or is it about being more than your passion? Like the guys, Kristen, that you're talking about, I'm sure that they had this intellect that you were drawn to because they were quick-witted. That's obviously why you went out with them in the first place, but there was also this passion for something. How were they able to talk to you about their passion, but without having you feel left out or bored?
Well, I think there should be like a ratio or a sort of like a pie chart. It should be, the pie chart should be sliced, you know, into however many pieces. And like one of those pieces in the pie chart that's equal size to a few other things is the passion. So you don't want to like, that's not all of you, but it's there. And so you're a human, you're having a conversation, you're connecting, and then you can sprinkle in and toss in things that you do. So like, you know, being an amazing writer, it's like, you know, my most recent relationship, an amazing writer, and he wasn't sitting there at the table telling me all about everything he's written. We actually didn't really talk that much about his writing. I read his writing. It was more like, you know, oh, I'd love to read this if you want to send it to me. And then he sent it to me and I'm like, oh my God, wow, this is really good. Send me more. And so it's just a facet of you, and you should have a lot of things to you, and that should just be one of them.
I agree.
If that makes sense.
I agree. Yeah, I think actually it's almost better not to talk about it because
right, exactly.
If you're passionate, it'll come out anyway, and they'll and again, women are extremely intuitive. This is what you got to understand. Is and like same thing. That's why I love working about children. Like they'll see through your bullshit. Like you don't have to try so hard. Like they can tell if you got your shit together. They can tell your confidence. They can tell if you're passionate just by the way you act, the way you behave, the way you handle yourself. So don't try so hard. If anything, do the opposite. Ask them about them. Do the spin it. Be interested. Be into who they, you know, what do you do? What do you like to do? What do you, and that's another thing that I found too. It's like getting off the stage is, look, I mean, my brother and I had no problem getting laid off after a show. Like if I just come on stage, I get off stage and just go, yeah, you, okay, let's go. I mean, that's one aspect of it, but that's literally just like, oh, they saw you on stage. They don't care who you are. I don't know this person. There's no real actual connection. That's just like a physical spur of the moment thing. What I found though, that I made actual real connections. And when we're dating and when you're really trying to actually get, you know, have meaningful sex too, not just like, you know, like the quickie here or there, because that gets boring very quickly too. The thing is you have to really be able to talk. You have to have conversation skills. You got to ask them about them, you know, and care. It ain't about you. You know what I mean? All the time. And that's another thing. It's like that conversation skill, the sense of humor, like you make a girl laugh. Oh my God. The brownie points you get for that. So how do you get that? Well, going back to the beginning, you got to practice. Just practice. Just talk to girls, talk and bring things up and have conversation about stuff. You know what I mean?
I agree, actually. And so Kristen has a program that's coming out shortly. Hopefully it'll be available middle of December. That's what I'm hoping for right now. But it is a product on our program on how to banter. Like she's literally broken down the steps. She's a comedian. So how to banter, how to practice bantering. And one of the things that are in that program is something that we learned from someone who was on our podcast, Spencer, where we talked about conversation masturbation. That's the title that Kristen labeled it. So that's why she's put it into her program now. But where it's literally just like talk on your own in your room, where you just start talking for half an hour straight and just see what can come out of your mouth when you don't put any limitations onto yourself. And like things happen. You don't, it's the same thing when you put a pen to paper. Like you may start off saying, yeah, oh, I have nothing to write about. And then you get into this flow as you start writing and things just pour out of you. Every individual has a lot more inside of them than they realize, but they're either closing their mouth or they're not putting their hand on a pen and putting it to paper. So they're not seeing what potential is actually there. So I completely agree with you that practice is essential, but literally just like starting somewhere and not giving yourself a limitation on the things that you can do and the things that you can say. I have some questions from our listeners, and I'm hoping that you want to pick them. You'll answer.
I didn't know
we have questions.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So
okay,
he said, hey, girls and guests, what are your thoughts on gift giving, giving gifts to girls? There is this girl at the gym, and we were talking on Friday about different foods like rice. And she I knew you were going to, like, I looked at,
although I do love rice. So I
know, like,
it.
Rice, the interesting conversation. And she mentioned mangoes, that mango is her favorite fruit. I was thinking of getting her a box and saying, this is just to show my appreciation towards you, that you are here at the gym all the time and take the time to talk to me about health related stuff. In reality, I'm trying to show her how much I like her, and I'm sure she will get the message. I don't think she is that dumb. From A. So I'd like to hear your thoughts, number one, on gift giving, and then also on what A had to say about, you know, it's being obvious that I like her, and if this is a good, okay, if this is a good plan for him.
Well, this is where it gets tricky, and it's even more tricky now for us guys because, you know, obviously it's the whole Me Too movement and all these creeps out there have ruined it for nice guys, because the problem is now you really have to be careful because, you know, for us, for him to go up to her, it's hard. You know, you don't realize how hard it is for us to, like, open, you know, to open that conversation. It's very hard. And in, you know, you want to be you know, you need to be a little bit aggressive and proactive in the sense that you got to, you know, you got to try, but you also have to know where is that line. And that becomes very difficult, especially if you haven't done it a while. So it's not a clear cut answer, I think, because the thing is you have to be careful because it can come across. I think if you give a gift, let's say like that, to someone who, let's say you're not on a date or you don't have a relationship or whatever, even though you think it could be nice, I think it could be misconstrued as being a little creepy.
Oh, definitely.
To be honest with you. I'm right on the nose as a guy.
I think the rule should be no gift giving until you're with somebody in a relationship.
I agree. What he should do, so here's what I would say instead. The gift would show, so okay, and you tell me if I'm close or not, because you guys, obviously, you girls know. I think the gift tells the girl, okay, he likes me, but he's too shy to actually just tell me he likes me and ask me out. So he's doing this sort of passive aggressive way of showing me that he likes me by giving me something. It's safe, but yet a little kind of creepy because we're not together. As opposed to just ask her if she wants to go find a mango place and say, hey, would you want to go get some, you know, sticky rice and mango? It's a Thai, you know what I mean? Do a little research.
Let's tie our passions
Thailand,
together.
Yeah. Would you want to go have some mango and rice with me or whatever? And then if she'll say yes, then you know she's interested. If she avoids it, maybe you ask one more time. And if not, you have to be willing to walk away.
Be willing to walk away. And then, you know, don't take it hard. You can have a few days to be a little bit hurt about it, but then go back and be normal. I'm going to tell A that if he does this, what is going to happen is he's going to give the mangoes, and then the next time he sees her, she's not going to make eye contact. She's going to have a straight face that doesn't have any smiles on it, because she doesn't want to give any indication to him that any of her actions before were flirting. Therefore, she's going to turn off everything about herself that would give out any emotion possible, and seem extremely cold to you, probably ignore you on some level. I just don't think that it's a good tactic. And Polly, you're 100% right with what you said. I honestly just don't think that women go through that process of, oh, he's not asking me out directly. It's just straight to, yeah, this is creepy. I didn't give any indication that I'm open to this, that I wanted this.
Right.
Right. And so,
and if she is even if she is interested, again, she'll respond more to him just plain asking her out. Just ask her out. That's it. What is she going to say? No. It's like, this is kind of like a safe kind of scared way to do it. You know what I mean? It's like a roundabout way of just telling the person that you're interested.
It's like
you're better off just telling him you're interested.
Like those guys who, when I first started off in Los Angeles, who would offer to help me with work, find me a job or something. To, you know,
it's so transparent.
Yeah, but of course, I was like, sure, introduce me to people. But then they never introduced me to people. And then we would just hang out and stuff, and it became very frustrating. And then I was like, oh my god, screw you. And then I put a guard up, and then guys put up a guard too, because in their mind, they're thinking, oh, all I'm doing is, you know, being nice to her, and she's closing herself up. But it's this middle space that's not
a gift.
You know, it's not honest.
A gift just screams, I'm a pussy, really.
Well, that's what I was trying to say in a nicer way, but you said it.
Just straight up, say it.
It's kind of like a safe, that's all it is. It just shows your lack of confidence. This is where I was going back to the beginning, the confidence. thing is very important. So that, that the gift giving tells her right away where you are on the spectrum of confidence. You don't have enough confidence then to just tell her, say, hey, I like, you know, you're pretty cool. You want to grab some mango one night? That's straight up. That's like no bullshit. Hey, do you want to do this? No, no problem. And that says, wow, he just asked me out. That's, I respect that.
Well, I will add one little thing to this, that if there is attraction between the two of you when you are talking and next time you come to the gym, you do bring a mango in and then you use that as like...
use it as your way.
Right, exactly.
First, use it as your weight.
As something playful for the two of you, and then ask her out with the mango. And like that's the only way to do it. If you're bringing that gift and saying, like, I know you were talking about this last time.
You're just eating a mango. Oh, my God.
Every time he goes to the gym, he's just eating mangoes. Just
biting into
like,
it.
That's his move to get her to talk to him. I know. Anything that's passive aggressive or sly, it's not sexy anymore. I was saying this on one of our recent shows. Yeah, like, 2018 is about, like, being straight and honest and real. Like, routines, pickup lines, that shit doesn't work anymore. We've all seen it before. So just go straight for the kill. Like, just go in and ask her for what you want. Yep. If it's not what she wants, she'll let you know.
When in doubt, authenticity. Yes.
Yeah, and again, the key, this is what, if I can offer anything in this conversation to your listeners, the key, the secret ingredient is eliminate the fear of failure. That'll change your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no man. But honestly, if you allow yourself to be rejected, like you said before, and you're okay with that, you'll be fine. Then you're expecting that to be an option, and if it happens, you won't be crushed. Most people just don't want to fail at anything. Well,
Before we wrap up the show, I do want to tell this one story. So I had this client recently who came to me. There was this one girl, and in his office that he had asked out, 6 months prior to us talking on the phone. She had said yes. And then I actually kind of forget what happened, but it didn't end up working out that they would go out. And then he did a little bit of work on himself. So he kind of put it on the back burner. And then he was calling me to really just overanalyze the situation with this girl about things that had happened between him and her to see if there was still something there and if he did have a shot. And when we were, talking on the phone, I kept thinking he's putting so much pressure on himself. And I believe I said it during our call, like, you're putting so much pressure on yourself. It's going to be so horrible. I finally told him, like, just cut to it and ask her out already. This is just, it's too much pressure for me. I can't even imagine how it's feeling for you. So he did eventually ask her out. It didn't end up working out the way that he wanted to, but he came back and he was really beating himself up for it. And he just said, I keep finding myself in the same pattern. And I said, the one thing to do, which is very similar to what Polly Z just said, is like, it's not to attach yourself to that outcome. It's to really, like, I know that we don't want to fail. And so we're going to ask 18 people to analyze our situation for us to see if we're seeing any holes of what we can do better or that it's 100% a yes answer. But all of that buildup just puts so much more pressure on the situation and on the outcome so that it hurts way more on the back. You just pull the Band-Aid off. Go for it in the moment or even slightly after the moment to ask that person out, ask for what you want. She says no, she says yes, you get the answer, and then you move forward with whatever it is. And it doesn't hurt as much. Polly Z, you are a wonderful guest. I would love to have you back on the show.
Oh, thank you.
But why don't...
Yes, I feel like we're just scratching the surface,
so
actually. I can't believe it went... It's over. I didn't even get
to know. Well, that's why you have to come back and talk to us. But if anybody does want to learn guitar from one of the greats, obviously, you've heard the people that he has worked with. It's beyond amazing that you would get to work with this person to learn how to play guitar and be, have that super sexy tool that instantly turns women on. It does. Like, that's the truth. It absolutely does. You have a guitar, as I said before, same as having a puppy or a baby with you. It's an instant panty dropper.
It changed my life, people. It changed my life.
Even if you're an accountant, it can change your 100%. Life too. Or whatever you are, this is just something extra that you can be about. And maybe it is your passion, maybe it's not. But it's something to try. So go to wingirlmethod.com/PollyZ and find out how to work with him. Again, you were awesome. So thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I hope it helped. Some people out there.
It helped me.
Inspired.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Well, that's it.
She's the only one listening.
No,
that's actually good if it helped her.
Well, there you go. Like I inspired 100%
exactly.
of your viewers.
That's all that we asked for.
So you are wonderful. Kristen, you're wonderful too. If anybody does want to work with you to learn how to banter, Kristen was just telling me before our show how she doesn't know how to not give too much to people that she works with. So basically, if you sign up for one session,
you
get way more than you pay for. Trust me. So go.
You get one session and then you get 10
free. That's exactly
how
she works. That's the thing. She's like, just like me. Make sure that I do a good job. And so where do people go to find out about this?
So to take advantage of me, go to kristencarney.com/datinghelp.
She's looking so depressed now, but she is wonderful and she teaches people over text how to banter. And by the end of working with her, honestly, you're like a texting wizard. And you've heard her samples on the show, so you know what she's talking about. And if you want to find out more about me, you can go to winggirlmethod.com, sign up for my free newsletters, and just get tons of free information about how to attract, date, seduce, get, and keep the girl if you so desire. New episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific. Don't be an idiot and download individual episodes. Please subscribe to our show and share it with others who you think will enjoy listening to us overanalyze and talk for an hour with unbelievable guests like Pauly Z. We will see you guys next week.